There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 305. Parents, How to Instill a Love of Fitness in Your Kids, Part 2, by Dan Schmidt with NerdFitness.com. And I'm Joss Marie. Welcome back, old friend. Today, I'll be covering the second part of Dan Schmidt's post about the importance of fitness and how to instill a love for it in your kids. So just a heads up that you may want to listen to yesterday's episode first to hear Part 1, if you haven't already. That's episode 304. But if you're here for part two, then let's get right into it and continue optimizing your life. Parents, How to Instill a Love of Fitness in Your Kids, Part 2, by Dan Schmidt with NerdFitness.com. In my family, we like sports and we don't care who knows. Sports are a fantastic way to introduce them to a range of activities and build a love of exercise. We've just signed up our eldest daughter to play netball. It's seriously the cutest. To her, it's all about playing with friends and having fun, and she doesn't even realize she's exercising, building coordination, working on her motor skills, strengthening her muscles, and burning off copious amounts of energy. Plus, as an added bonus feature, she never has any trouble falling straight asleep for the night after netball. But you don't have to wait until they're old enough to join a team to start getting them into sports. My youngest is only 3 months old, and we've already started encouraging rolling a rattle ball around when she has her tummy time. Likewise, with my 2-year-old, he's too young for any sort of organized games, but he loves nothing more than kicking the football, Aussie rules of course, around in the backyard. If sports aren't your bag though, that doesn't mean you should use it as an excuse to be inactive. There's no limit to the fun you can have while exercising. Go catch some Pokemon together, play a game of hide and seek, go to the playground, ride a bike, LARP. It doesn't matter what you do, just make it fun. Stop exercising and just have fun. Use your imagination. Just because we're getting older doesn't mean we have to be boring. How to talk and be open. Like we mentioned before, kids are like little sponges taking in everything around them. So don't just show your kids how to stay active. Talk to them about why it's important to lead a healthy lifestyle. Don't get too bogged down in nutrition details or the Latin origins of muscle names, but instead, focus on how our actions influence our health. For the youngins, exercise makes us strong, like Superman. Or, eating the right food makes our body happy. For those who are a little older, the more we move, the stronger our bodies get, which means we can play more. Exercise helps our bodies work and our mind happy. This means the more we move, the happier and healthier we will be. Once again, it's easy enough to say these things, but actually doing them yourself is another story. We must break our own bad habits. This isn't just regarding exercise. The same goes for eating, smoking, drinking, or whatever else. Keep perspective and send a clear message of what is acceptable behavior and what is not. The early years of a child's life are vital for setting a good foundation. Start filling their character sheet with the right attributes from the beginning and provide them with the inventory they need to continually level up throughout the rest of their life. How much, how often? When it comes to being physically active, the short answer is kids can't have enough activity. If you've got kids, chances are they have room to be a lot more active. We'd like to think our kids are getting what they need, but studies have shown that children are spending far too much time in front of some sort of screen and not enough time undertaking physical activity. To achieve optimum health, social, and emotional benefits, the guidelines recommend children age 5 to 12 should be active for at least 60 minutes every day. For some kids, it's easy to achieve this in one block. Older ones can achieve this through sports easily. while others may like to build up the 60 minutes throughout the day. For example, 20 minutes walking to and from school, 10 minutes at recess, and 30 minutes after school. If your child is not currently doing an hour of physical activity every day, don't insist that they instantly start exercising for 60 minutes every day. This could be a shock to the system and not fun for your child. Remember, we're all about the fun. The goal here is to plant the seed of a love for fitness and physical activity, not force our kids to exercise like we remember being forced to eat our broccoli. So, 1. Try gradually increasing their activity levels to meet this recommended amount. Swapping just 15 minutes of screen time with some low-key physical playtime would be a good start. 2. Try allocating specific short time periods for children to use electronic media, preferably not during daylight hours so they can be active outside, but also not right before bed. And 3. Look at ways you can exercise without realizing it, and slowly introduce similar activities into the lives of your children. Once again, it's all about setting a good example and reducing your own use of electronic media. If you're not leading by example, you're not leading at all. You have time and you can do this. Being active and growing up with a love of fitness is just something that should happen. Childhood is made for running, jumping, exploring, and playing. If we create the right environment, this type of activity comes naturally and effortlessly for our young ones. But unfortunately, we're often too busy making excuses and distractions for our children. Mothers and fathers of the rebellion are working on this every day, and so can you. Becca's daughter is just 4 months old. She worked out with her daughter before she found a gym with childcare. Before she was able to find a way to build solo workout time into her life, she did super cute exercises, like push-up kisses. Quote, "We go on walks when it's nice out, and when she's playing on the floor sometimes, I'll get down with her and do planks or push-ups or something. It's great because I get in a mini workout and she loves it and is entertained for a little bit. I'd also like to start hiking with her more, and I'll definitely be getting her a bike seat when she's old enough so we can bike together too." End quote. There's nothing better than playing with your kids, especially roughhousing and getting outside. But in our age of instant gratification, technology, work, and keeping up appearances, it takes considerable effort to instill a love of fitness and physical activity before our short window closes. Before it's too late and other habits take hold. Are we going to be the generation that says, "Remember the good old days where we'd all sit in the lounge room on our iPads together?" I don't want that, but that seems to be the way we're going. But like all great heroes against great odds know, Luke, Frodo, Harry, we're not powerless. We can change our futures. So let's show our kids that life is for living, and the more active we are, the more we're going to enjoy it. You do have the time. You are capable, you are their role model, you are all they have, and you can do this. Remember, if you state indirectly or directly that your health isn't a priority, you're stating that their health isn't a priority. This is your responsibility, and there are no cheat codes, shortcuts, or second lives. So let's customize our little characters with the right attributes. Unlockable through leading the way, encouragement, effort, love, and a whole lot of fun. There's nothing I care more about than my children, so their health and well-being is paramount to me. They are the push I need to be better. They help me be better so I can help them. So who's with me in taking every chance we can get to create a character that has a love of fitness, well-being, and life? You just listened to part 2 of the post titled "Parents: How to Instill a Love of Fitness in Your Kids" by Dan Schmidt with nerdfitness.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thanks again to Nerd Fitness for letting me share this post with you today and yesterday. And just an FYI, in case you didn't know already, that we actually have an Optimal Living Daily Instagram account now. where you can follow to check out bios about the OLD team, see daily inspirational quotes, and get your name submitted for special book raffles. But first, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. Thanks so much for joining me this week. I hope you have a relaxing weekend, and remember to come on back again next week, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.